Listening Test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements. A.
They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's talking on a phone.
B.
He's folding a newspaper.
C.
He's writing on a form.
D.
He's leaving an office.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
One of the men is placing branches into a container.
B.
One of the men is planting a tree.
C.
The men are working near each other.
D.
The men are carrying a ladder.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
They're looking into a copy machine.
B.
They're posting notices on a board.
C.
They're putting some papers in a file.
D.
They're moving equipment out of a room.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
Bags of merchandise are on display.
B.
A shopping cart is being filled.
C.
The woman is putting on an apron.
D.
The woman is handing a bag to a customer.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
A man is unpacking a suitcase.
B.
A musician is playing outdoors.
C.
Some park benches are empty.
D.
Some people are setting up a tent.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
Some artwork is being framed.
B.
A plant is hanging from the ceiling.
C.
Some chairs have been stacked against a wall.
D.
A lamp has been set on top of a counter.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Who was hired to be the manager's new assistant?
A.
Jacob got the job.
B.
Okay, I'll give them a quick tour.
C.
At this afternoon's staff meeting.
Number 8.
When is the final budget due?
A.
Tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
B.
For the advertising department.
C.
Mr. Tong's office.
Number 9.
The store has another location in Brentwood, doesn't it?
A.
It's on the top shelf.
B.
A 20% discount.
C.
Yes, there's one in the historic district.
Number 10.
Would you care to join us for dinner?
A.
She was late for work.
B.
Please be careful.
C.
Sorry, I have other plans.
Number 11.
Did Lisa pick up the invitations from the printers?
A.
On letterhead stationery, please.
B.
No, she hasn't gotten to it yet.
C.
The annual fundraising banquet.
Number 12.
Which dance performance did you like the best?
A.
They were all so good.
B.
Our seats are near the stage.
C.
It should be very entertaining.
Number 13.
You're going to Melbourne soon, aren't you?
A.
Yes, I leave at 3 p.m.
B.
Because it's too expensive.
C.
No, they weren't.
Number 14.
When can we expect the shipment?
A.
A large number of tables and chairs.
B.
Not until next Tuesday afternoon.
C.
At the post office on Main Street.
Number 15.
Can you handle this client's complaint?
A.
Yes, of course.
B.
The accounts manager.
C.
No, I didn't.
Number 16.
How much will it cost to fix this computer?
A.
It'll be ready next week.
B.
Replace the hard drive.
C.
Is it still under warranty?
Number 17.
Won't Ellen be organizing the conference this year?
A.
A well-organized event.
B.
We've decided what to bring.
C.
No, she's taking a year off.
Number 18.
Where are the half-price shoes?
A.
A missing price tag.
B.
Sure, we'll buy those.
C.
That sale ended yesterday.
Number 19.
Does the apartment building have a parking area?
A.
There's a public garage close by.
B.
Many trees and flowers are in bloom now.
C.
A two-bedroom apartment.
Number 20.
When were these forms authorized?
A.
He's written several books.
B.
Our supervisor will know.
C.
Another batch next Tuesday.
Number 21.
The table should be set before the guests arrive.
A.
No, 12 people at 7 o'clock.
B.
How was the party?
C.
I'll do it right now.
Number 22.
Today's all-staff meeting wasn't well attended, was it?
A.
Many employees are out of the office.
B.
It's in room 5 on the second floor.
C.
10 o'clock every day.
Number 23.
Didn't you reschedule your vacation for August?
A.
From Thailand and Vietnam.
B.
A new travel agent.
C.
No, I booked a trip in July.
Number 24.
Which of this week's training sessions should I sign up for?
A.
It'll last about 4 hours.
B.
Attendance was fairly low.
C.
They've been postponed until next month.
Number 25.
I'd like you to present your proposal at the next council meeting.
A.
Thank you for the nice present.
B.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
C.
Yes, it was an interesting meeting.
Number 26.
Should we make copies of the budget for the team or email it to them?
A.
A yearly statement.
B.
Not everyone needs a copy.
C.
They did well in the competition.
Number 27.
I'll pick you up at the bus terminal at 8:30 in the evening.
A.
Great, I'll be there waiting.
B.
I think Sue He has them.
C.
It's sold out.
Number 28.
Will we hire one delivery driver or two?
A.
Where's the license bureau?
B.
His brother works here.
C.
We really need two.
Number 29.
Has the new software been installed on your computer yet?
A.
He's from the Information Technology Department.
B.
I just got back from vacation today.
C.
Several hundred dollars.
Number 30.
Why are they cleaning the carpets now?
A.
I'll see if one's available.
B.
Is the noise bothering you?
C.
No thanks, it's already been done.
Number 31.
I thought we were moving to the new office next week.
A.
There was an email update about that.
B.
Next to the break room.
C.
To buy the packing supplies.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, sir, but I think you're in my seat. 14A?
Let me take a look at my ticket. No, it seems I'm in the right place. My ticket says 14A as well.
Well, this is train car 5. Are you sure you're in the right car?
Oh, pardon me. I'm 14A in car 6. I've put my bags on the overhead rack, so just give me a moment to get my things together.
Number 32. What are the speakers discussing? Number 33. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 34. What does the man say he will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mr. Lin. I'm calling from Central Dentistry. You have an appointment with Dr. Sumner on June 8th at 2 p.m. I was wondering if we'd be able to move your appointment to 3 o'clock.
Well, I have a sales call scheduled that morning, but I think 3 o'clock would be all right.
Wonderful. We really appreciate it. Most of our staff will be attending a dental workshop earlier in the day, and they are concerned about getting back in time.
No problem at all. I'll mark down that change in my calendar right now.
Number 35. What most likely is the woman's job? Number 36. What does the woman want to change? Number 37. What will the man do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Jackie, some of our hotel guests would like to see the symphony orchestra perform tomorrow night. I've called the box office a couple of times to book tickets for them, but I just get a recording.
Well, I've got a brochure about another classical music performance happening tomorrow night at a different venue. Why don't you ask our guests if they'd be interested in seeing that show instead?
Great. I'll stop by your office when I get back from lunch. I'll get the details then.
Number 38. Where do the speakers work? Number 39. What does the woman tell the man about? Number 40. What will the man do after lunch? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a video camera. I've never bought one before, and I'm wondering if you could make some suggestions.
Sure. It'll help, though, to know what your specific needs are and how much you'd like to spend.
Well, I plan to use it most when I go on vacation. I have a couple of trips coming up, and I'd like to record my experiences. I've never operated video equipment, though, so I'd like something that's basic.
In that case, I'd recommend the Sepler 83. I personally like this one the best because it's very easy to operate. Since this is your first video camera purchase, I'd probably get that one.
Number 41. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 42. What does the man say he will do with a video camera? Number 43. What does the woman say about the Sepler 83? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Sunisa. We're about to leave to cater the event at Kimball Medical Foundation, but there aren't enough cups. Do you know where I can find some?
Oh, no. I ordered some from our supplier 2 days ago, but they still haven't delivered them. This isn't the first time this has happened.
Well, we're supposed to start setting up our tables at Kimball Medical by 9:30, so what do you suggest? I don't have time to stop by a store on the way.
Okay, I can help out. I'll go buy more and bring them to you.
Thanks. I'll text you when we get there so you know where to find us.
Number 44. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 45. Why does the woman say,
"This isn't the first time this has happened"?
Number 46. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Dorota. Marcus and I wanted to stop by to welcome you to Emerson Biotech. We interviewed a lot of chemistry majors for this summer internship, and you were our top pick.
And while we're here, I can show you how to fill out the timesheets that you'll have to turn in to payroll at the end of every week. Do you have time to go over that now?
Well, I'm supposed to go to the main laboratory in a few minutes for an overview of the experiments that I'll be working on this summer.
Oh, sorry. We should have mentioned this sooner. The lab is closed for cleaning today, so your lab orientation has been postponed until tomorrow.
Number 47. What is Dorota's field of study? Number 48. What does the man want to review with Dorota? Number 49. Why has a training been postponed? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for this follow-up visit, Mr. Kessler. Your team did a nice job installing the parking area for my office building. It's smooth and even. However, as you can see, behind the building, the work was never finished. Only a few of the white stripes that mark the individual parking spots have been painted.
Yes, I see. My team was supposed to paint that final section on Tuesday, but all the rain last week put us behind schedule.
I hope you'll be able to take care of this soon.
Sure, that won't be a problem. I'll put you on the schedule right away, and we'll come by first thing tomorrow and get this all done for you.
Number 50. What problem does the woman mention? Number 51. According to the man, what caused the problem? Number 52. What does the man say he will do right away? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about my subscription to TV Trivia Magazine. I moved a few months ago, and I called to give you my new address at that time. But I've only received one issue since then. I'm wondering what the problem is. The name is Fernandez.
Okay, let me check. Oh yes, I see. Your subscription expired last month. Why don't you sign up for our online version of the magazine? We're running a promotional sale for 20% off digital subscriptions right now.
Actually, I prefer to read the paper version. Can you provide the same discount for that? If you can, I'll renew right away.
Number 53. What type of business is the woman calling? Number 54. What does the man suggest? Number 55. What does the woman ask about? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Susan, thanks for watching us practice our presentation about this new marketing campaign.
Yes, we really appreciate it. Now that we've finished, do you have any comments? We're showing it to our client next week, so your feedback will be really helpful.
I'd emphasize more how you intend to reach a larger and more diverse customer base with this marketing campaign.
Well, we are planning to use social media to reach younger people. Do you think that should be included in the presentation?
Absolutely. The client will like that.
We'll get back to work then. But if you are free tomorrow, I'd like us to meet one more time to go over our revisions.
Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What type of company do the speakers work for? Number 58. What does the woman say should be emphasized? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Nadia. Our department manager mentioned you're training our new hires?
Yeah, I still have a lot to do and the training starts Monday. I've been so busy updating the training documents, I haven't had time to do anything else.
Well, I finished my project early. What do you need?
Thank you so much. Could you check with the security office about the badges for the new employees? I sent them a request last week, but I haven't heard back yet.
No problem. I'll take care of that right away.
Number 59. What is the woman preparing for? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says,
I finished my project early?
Number 61. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map.
We're getting close to the airport, so we'd better stop to put gas in the car. The rental company will charge us an extra fee for fuel if they have to do it.
Good idea. We don't want to pay more than we have to.
Okay, should I take this exit then?
No, that's a rest area. Keep going. We want the next exit.
Oh, good. And I hope they also sell food. Then we can pick up some snacks for the plane while we're there.
Number 62. What are the speakers concerned about? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which exit does the woman tell the man to take? Number 64. What does the man say he hopes to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and review.
Anita, take a look at this travel website. Our hotel received some bad reviews. Here's one of them.
Wow, there are definitely areas we need to work on. With a review like that, I'm worried we won't attract as many customers.
Well, at least we're renovating the rooms soon, so their appearance will improve.
True, but let's discuss the other low rating at our next staff meeting.
You know, maybe we should bring in a consultant to give us advice on how to deal with this. We certainly don't want any more bad reviews.
Number 65. What does the woman say she is worried about? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which category will be discussed in the next staff meeting? Number 67. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and graph.
Good afternoon, Ms. Dembo. I have some concerns. Can I show you the report on our pasta production this week?
Sure. What's the problem exactly?
Well, according to page 2 of the report, the pasta cutting machine in our production line was working at less than 50% capacity yesterday. We were not getting as much output as we usually do.
I see. Let's shut down that machine right away, and I'll have a technician look at the motor and blade immediately. We have to fill a large order of pasta this week. That machine must be working well so that we can produce the order on time.
Number 68. What industry do the speakers work in? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which machine is being discussed? Number 70. What does the woman say she will do next? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to start the meeting with some good news. We've been awarded a contract from SkyCloud Aviation to design seats for their new aircraft. The contract calls for seats that can rotate, so travelers can face one another during the flight. SkyCloud has given us a list of other specifications they'd like us to incorporate, based on feedback from their customers. I'll pass around the full specifications list now. Let's take a look at it and determine the best way to plan this project.
Number 71. What does the speaker announce? Number 72. According to the speaker, what has SkyCloud Aviation requested? Number 73. What are listeners asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Lee. I'm calling to give you some information about the staffing transition plan, since today is Angelo's last day in the office. As you suggested, Mariko will be taking over his job responsibilities. I had asked Angelo to train her to create invoices, but there's a team meeting this afternoon. So I decided to meet with her tomorrow and review the invoice process with her myself. Let me know if you or the other department managers have any questions. Bye.
Number 74. Why is the speaker calling? Number 75. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"There's a team meeting this afternoon"?
Number 76. What will the speaker do tomorrow? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following news report.
Good evening. I'm Michelle Yoon for Radio 101.6. In today's business news, we'll talk about innovation in the automobile industry. The Kendris Company, a local manufacturer of automotive parts, has just invented a new type of brakes for cars. These brakes are made from a special lightweight material that cools down more quickly after use, which means these brakes will last much longer than ordinary brakes. Kendris, which was founded just 3 years ago, will demonstrate their new brakes at the annual Innovation Trade Show in August before offering them for sale the following month. From Radio 101.6, I'm Michelle Yoon.
Number 77. What type of business is Kendris? Number 78. According to the speaker, what is special about a new product? Number 79. According to the speaker, what will take place in August? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following instructions.
Good evening. I'm Mark and I'll be your instructor for tonight's beginning pottery class. It's easy to get your clothes dirty here, so please make sure to wear an apron. You can find some at the back of the room. This introductory class runs for 4 weeks. Then you can move on to an intermediate class if you really enjoy pottery. Space is limited, so let me know if you think you might be interested. Okay, to get started, our first project is a basic bowl. Let's take a look at some examples of previous student work to get you inspired.
Number 80. What is available at the back of the room? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"Space is limited"?
Number 82. What will the listeners do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
Thank you for attending tonight's Frederickstown Business Seminar. I'm excited to introduce our first speaker, Ms. Janet Colthrop. She's the founder of Colthrop Accounting. Her company specializes in international tax preparation and does business in more than 20 countries. Today, she'll share some of the strategies she used when she started her firm 10 years ago working from her home. As we've done in previous sessions, if you have questions for our speaker, please write them on the cards provided on your seat. Seminar volunteers will collect these questions throughout the session and then give them to the speaker directly. Without further delay, please help me welcome Janet Colthrop.
Number 83. What industry does Janet Colthrop work in? Number 84. What will Janet Colthrop discuss? Number 85. What does the speaker request that listeners do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
You're listening to News Around Town from WXB Radio out of Riverdale. City officials have reported that last weekend's fundraising concert at Riverdale Outdoor Theater was a huge success. More than $15,000 was raised to fund the creation of a new city park downtown. Even though the original event was rescheduled due to rain, attendance was higher than expected. The city still needs to raise another $30,000 before construction can begin on the new park. For more information or to make a donation, please visit the Parks Department website.
Number 86. What event took place last weekend? Number 87. Why is the city raising money? Number 88. Why was the event rescheduled? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following tour information.
Okay, the tour bus has stopped at this spot for a very special reason. The spectacular view from this side of the bridge is one of my favorites in the area. Across the river, you can see the lovely town of Fremont. Today, it's a town known for its delicious local cuisine, but Fremont used to be an important port town where many products were traded. Merchants used to stop in Fremont to buy and sell their goods as they traveled along the river. Next, we will stop for lunch at the Fremont Inn before continuing up the river.
Number 89. Why has the tour bus stopped? Number 90. According to the speaker, why is Fremont historically important? Number 91. What will the tour group do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
Does your fitness tracker take too much effort to use? Well, not anymore with the Health Monitor, which is worn around your wrist like a watch. With most wearable devices, you have to push a button in the middle of your exercise routine to access your heart rate tracker or to see how many calories you've burned. Who wants to do that? The Health Monitor will automatically display these features on its screen so you can see this information easily without interrupting your workout. Plus, the price of the Health Monitor has been reduced by 10% for the next month in honor of its debut on the market. So order one now.
Number 92. What is the Health Monitor? Number 93. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Who wants to do that?"
Number 94. Why are listeners encouraged to act soon? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and schedule.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed the sessions so far at this year's Convention on Video Game Development. Our Video Game Association is proud to include many notable presenters today for amateur game developers like you. I have one change to announce for this afternoon. Unfortunately, due to illness, Ms. Naoko Ito can't join us today. So Mr. Jun Lee will substitute for Ms. Ito. He'll give a tutorial on designing platform software that can be used to create many different games. Also, don't forget to submit your feedback forms by the end of the day. All those who turn in forms will automatically be entered in a contest for a tablet computer.
Number 95. Who is the conference intended for? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which session has been changed? Number 97. How can listeners enter a contest? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and floor plan.
Good morning. I called this staff meeting to discuss the reorganization of our warehouse. On average, each of you spends 5 minutes finding the products you need to complete an order for shipment. But I think we can get that number down by making the most popular items easier to find. Here's a map of the warehouse. I've added some new shelving units between the order station and the employee lounge. That's where we'll place our high-demand products. Now, I'll need some people to help rearrange the inventory. So, if you're willing to work a few extra hours, Please add your name to the sign-up sheet in my office.
Number 98. Why is a change being made? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Where are the new shelves located? Number 100. What does the speaker say listeners can find in the office? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.